Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, June 5th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of science news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Tiny Gems Breaks. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., NYSE American, CIA, unveils promising data on CLD-401 at ASCO 2025. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc. unveiled promising new data on its lead red-tail platform candidate, CLD-401, at the American Society of Clinical Oncology annual meeting. The company has demonstrated pioneering efforts in developing an enveloped form of its proprietary oncolytic virus, significantly more resistant to immune clearance. New data presented at the meeting show a genetic modification incorporating a chimeric CD55 receptor into the envelope, enhancing the virus's resistance to rapid clearance by the immune system. Kaliti Biotherapeutics is a clinical-stage immuno-oncology company focused on developing targeted immunotherapies with the red-tail platform, designed for systemic delivery and targeting of metastatic sites. For more information, visit Kaliti Biotherapeutics' website.
Green Energy Breaks, Foremost Clean Energy Litid, NASDAQ FMST, T, secures 3-year exploration permit for Murphy Lake South Uranium Project. Foremost Clean Energy Litid has secured a 3-year exploration permit for its Murphy Lake South property in the Athabasca Basin. The permit allows for geochemical surveys, geophysics, and drilling of up to 30 holes, valid through December 31, 2027. The company is gearing up for a fully funded summer drill program, targeting areas near the high-grade Hurricane deposit. CEO Jason Barnard highlighted promising indicators of discovery potential. Foremost Clean Energy is positioned to capitalize on the growing demand for uranium through strategic exploration in a top jurisdiction. For more information, visit foremostcleanenergy.com.
Therapeutic target shows promise in preventing cancer resulting from chronic gut inflammation. Chronic gut inflammation can lead to complications like bowel cancer, especially in young people with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. Early diagnosis and treatment are crucial, but chronic inflammation is challenging to treat due to multiple factors at play. Research efforts by Solugenics Inc. are underway to uncover the mechanisms involved. BioMedWire focuses on the latest developments in biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching diverse industries and demographics. For more information, visit biomedwire.com.
Biomed News Breaks. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ CNSP, to present promising glioblastoma data at Brain Tumor Biotech Summit. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. will present promising glioblastoma data at the Brain Tumor Biotech Summit on June 5, 2025. Chief Medical Officer Sandra Silberman, MD, PhD, will discuss the potential of TPI-287, CNS's brain-penetrating taxane candidate, which has shown efficacy in glioblastoma patients. TPI-287, with FDA orphan drug designation, may offer a breakthrough in treating CNS tumors by crossing the blood-brain barrier. For more information about CNS Pharmaceuticals, visit .cnspharma.com. NutriBand Inc., NASDAQ NTRB, advances abuse-deterrent buprenorphine therapy with Aversa technology. NutriBand Inc., listed on NASDAQ as NTRB, is making strides in advancing abuse-deterrent buprenorphine therapy with its Aversa technology. The company is developing a transdermal delivery system for buprenorphine, expected to generate annual sales of $70 million to $130 million. With the opioid epidemic still a major public health crisis, NutriBand aims to revolutionize opioid-based treatments by utilizing its Aversa technology for safer administration and protection against misuse. Buprenorphine, approved by the FDA to treat opioid use disorder, is the next focus for Aversa, offering a safer alternative to full opioid agonists. To stay updated on NTRB news, investors can visit the company's newsroom online. Investor News Breaks, Telomere Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ Co., reports preclinical breakthrough in age reversal model with Telomere 1. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, trading on the NASDAQ under the symbol TILO, has reported a significant breakthrough in age reversal research. Their lead candidate, Telomere 1, has shown promising results in a zebrafish model of Werner syndrome, a condition that accelerates aging. The compound extended telomere length by threefold, restored muscle mass and body weight, reduced oxidative stress, and reversed age-related DNA methylation loss. CEO Erez Aminov hailed these findings as a potential milestone in aging science, underscoring the company's dedication to advancing Telomere 1 towards human clinical trials. Telomere Pharmaceuticals aims to lead in longevity science for humans and animals, with a focus on developing Telomere 1 to promote longevity and enhance quality of life. For more information, visit Telomere Pharmaceuticals' website at telodx.com. Mining News Breaks, Aston Bay Holdings Limited, SXVBAI, ATBHF, reports promising copper targets at Epworth Project in Nunavut. Aston Bay Holdings Limited has reported promising copper targets at the Epworth Project in Nunavut, with surface samples showing copper grades up to 61.2% and silver up to 5,600 grams per ton. The company's exploration program identified extensive conductive bodies within the Proterozoic Recluse Group rocks, supporting the potential for a large-scale copper system. CEO Thomas Ulrich mentioned similarities to successful models in Central Africa. Targets cover tens of kilometers and are close to the surface, with drilling being considered for later this season. Aston Bay is a mineral exploration company focusing on high-grade copper and gold deposits in Virginia, USA, and Nunavut, Canada. For more information, visit Aston Bay's website.
Mining News Breaks, ES Gold Corp., ESAU, ESAUF, featured an editorial highlighting next wave of scalable gold producers. ES Gold Corp., listed on the CSE under the ticker symbol U and on the OTCQB under ESAUF, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial highlighting the next wave of scalable gold producers. As gold prices surpassed $3,000 per ounce in May 2025, investor demand has shifted towards companies offering leverage, scalability, and recurring revenue, qualities that ES Gold embodies. With a clean balance sheet and a scalable model, ES Gold is attracting attention as central banks increase gold reserves and institutional capital seeks greater exposure to the metal's long-term potential. ES Gold Corp., fully permitted pre-production resource company, is leading the way in clean mining and exploration innovation, advancing projects towards production and feasibility while emphasizing sustainable resource recovery and exploration. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.